art that came up. You ever heard in Daniel, the writing on the wall? Well, we got some writing on the walls. And thank you for that donation. You know who you are. I do want to read something out of Deuteronomy that's in reference to Scripture being on the walls and in the house. Deuteronomy 11:20 says, "And thou shalt write them," talking about God's Word, "upon the doorposts of thine house and upon the gates." What a blessing. We want to be reminded of the Bible, the Scripture, when we're coming in and when we're going out. And because it's God's Word that sustains us and gives us hope. And so we appreciate that. We are coming along around here. I do want to say that our outreach yesterday, we did come together, but storm clouds were brewing and it started raining. And so we just had a time of prayer together and went through the church calendar. Our small group did, and got a lot of things coming up. I do have several things to mention. I do want to say that outreach is rescheduled for June the 15th, Saturday, 10 a.m. I believe that's going to be the second or third Saturday in June. So outreach is for June the 15th, Saturday, 10 a.m. And also I want to mention that tonight's service will be downstairs at 5 o'clock. And saying that, if you would be so kind to, I don't know, maybe bring a finger food, maybe bring some chips, some drinks, a dessert, chicken nuggets, chicken fingers, whatever you want to bring. That'll be good so we all can just pitch in. And so it won't be so much on one person. And we're going to have some special singing downstairs tonight as well. Brother Jeff's going to be on the guitar and going to have some singing along with him. And so we're looking forward to that. They're going to start practicing at 4. And so remember that, I say dinner and devotion, but, you know, just food and devotion. Don't know how much of a dinner is going to be. But remember that. Let's see. I do want to say this. Starting this tonight, but officially next Sunday night, we're going to be having our services downstairs for the summer months again. Did everybody enjoy that last year? Say amen. Raise your hand. Jump up, run, whatever you want to do. Let us know you like it. There's for two reasons why I want to do that. Number one, we're in prayer for a keyboardist and seeking God's will for that, the leadership of the church is. And so we want to make things a bit easier during this time for Sunday night services. It's hard to, we don't want to work Brother Randy to death. He don't know when to say no. He always says yes. But, you know, I want to say no, or at least slow down a little bit. And so we're going to do that for Sunday nights so that we can use that for devotion time, snack time downstairs. It's, again, while school is out, we're going to be down there. And again, it's for change of pace. Change of pace is for revitalization as well, doing something different. So it's all of those things combined. So next Sunday night, we will be downstairs. Tonight, we'll be downstairs until school lets back in. All right, so remember that. Also, this coming up Wednesday night, is everybody listening? Say amen. Amen. 6 o'clock will be Wednesday night service. This coming Wednesday, 6 p.m., not 7, but 6. Tillman's Corner, is it First Baptist Tillman's Corner? First Baptist Tillman's Corner, Mobile, Alabama. I think it's somewhere in Alabama. I may be wrong. But anyway, they were here last year. They put on an awesome display of music, giving God's word out. Just the whole choir loft was filled with teenagers, young people. The youth pastor was here. He spoke a little bit. And so we're going to do that again this Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Invite your friends and family. Let's just come and have a youth rally. That's what I like to call it, a youth rally, this coming up Wednesday night. And what a great time for that. House is going to be packed. That's what my prayer is anyways. All right, I got another big announcement to make. June 22nd. Has anybody ever heard of the Gaithers? That's a trick question. Ivan Parker will be with us from the Gaithers on Saturday. We're going to have a Saturday singing. We haven't had one since I've been pastor here. And we're going to have a Saturday night singing. And I know some of you are loving that. I love the idea. It's an opportunity to advertise, to get people in. Sunday, everybody's going to be at their own churches. But Saturday, people are not at church. At least if you're a Baptist, you're not at church on Saturday. And so we're going to get, hopefully, pack the place out to hear Brother Ivan Parker sing. It's going to be a great night. Of course, we'll probably have a couple specials, too, with a couple of our young people. And so that's going to be a great time. We will take up a love offering, so be prepared, if you can, to give to that. Again, June 22nd, Ivan Parker from the Gaithers will be singing here at the church. A couple more things, and then we'll be through. We're going to have I named it this way. Okay, June 8th, Saturday. I'm backing up. June 8th, Saturday. Carter's, Coopertown, Calvary, Car Wash. I added Calvary to that. Carter's, Coopertown, Calvary, Car Wash. This is Carter, as you know, he is going to Cooperstown. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's a big deal. Of course, the family's excited, but we're excited. We're so very proud of you, Carter. And this is in a way to raise some funds for Carter to get there. All kinds of expenses you can imagine going up north. Where's that at? New York. Get a rope. New York City. Get a rope. Texas Pete. Remember that. Bring your car by. Get it washed. Make a donation. Give to this great cause. We want to send this family up there with plenty of money to have a good time. And CJ's going to be coaching, I think. Oh, yeah. God bless him. Last thing, and I'm going to be quiet. Last thing. That's going to be on June 8th, probably from 11 to 1, but we'll nail that down a little bit closer here to church. All right, August 25th, and all this is going to be in your bulletin, so don't worry about remembering it all. August 25th, Sunday night in the fellowship hall, we're going to have a talent show. Huh? A talent show. Do we have any jugglers in the house? I ain't going to tell you what I want to try to do. But it's going to be, if I don't break my neck, it's going to be hilarious, I think. And of course, this talent show is a fundraiser. It's going to be maybe one of three fundraisers we're going to have between now and fall time, because we're wanting to continue our renovations at the church. And the next spot is the sanctuary. And so we're wanting to paint the sheetrock to match the hallways. We're wanting to redo all the decorations, upgrade those things. Of course, we'll still honor our past and the things we have. We'll probably have like a Calvary room where Calvary's history is there and located. You can visit that. But that's what we want to do. And we've got to raise some big bucks for this job here. I believe I talked to Brother Carl a while back, and it's going to be somewhere around $3,000 to do that. And so, but anyway, remember that. Yes, ma'am.
We're looking for people to come forward and put some talent to this talent.
Yeah.
Even the young people. We need more. Sharon and I have a surprise act.
So you use your imagination, get on Google, find something to do, you know? Yeah, you don't have to be good. You know, I'll put on a top hat and I'll be a dancing bear. Who knows, you know? You know, so, but anyway, we're just wanting to keep things on the calendar here at Calvary. We want to keep reaching out to the community, keep upgrading the church, keep moving forward, keep the morale up, keep going. And so is everybody in on this? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, let's pray this morning, and we will take up the offering. Guys, if you want to go ahead and come down, we'll bless the morning offering. Brother Brandy will play for just a second, and then the choir will go down. We have a couple songs, a couple specials, and then we'll bring the message this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for just the good time we're having this morning. It feels good to be here. And just as the scripture says in the four-year wall, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, we are here to plug in. We're here to get recharged. At the same time, Lord, help us kind of gear down a little bit, slow down, and get in step with you. We don't want to get ahead of you. We want to let things flow smoothly this morning. A lot has been invested just in this one particular service. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll be with those that are getting ready to sing. I pray that you'll be with the offering. Bless it. Use it for the ongoing ministry here at the church, our missionaries, home and abroad. And God, we do pray for all the prayer requests that were mentioned this morning. Those who have lost loved ones, those who are going through deep waters, those who are struggling mentally, Lord, the story we heard about, the two missionaries, the young family that got killed in Haiti, I believe it was. All the things going on in our world, Lord, the violence. We're living in dark days. And we know, Lord, that when it's dark, we see the stars and things are brighter for the Christians. So I pray, God, that you would illuminate our pathway during these dark days. God, we're ready for you to come and rapture us out of here. Help us tell somebody about Jesus before you come. We love you today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. We got a couple specials this morning, I believe, and you pray for Presley and Lily as they sing one, and then Lily has one, and then we'll bring the message this morning. Oh, Trill? Yeah. I don't see why not. Yeah, we can. You want to lead us? All right. Everybody stand. Let's. I was actually thinking about that this morning. Yeah. Come on, Trail, lead us in Pledge of Allegiance.
Seven years old, third row pew, John 3:16. Something changed in me. Red letters coming off the page, flooding my heart with amazing grace. I knew then, I believe, those roots run deep. Oh, I've been through some faith-shaking hard times, yeah. but nothing's gonna make me forget. Every one of those Sunday sermons, every time that choir would sing, I can hear my Savior calling, telling me how much He loves me. No matter what the world throws at me, I know His word is true. It all started with a heart stirring, spirit moving Sunday. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Gonna have my worries, well that's part of life. But then I think of those stories about what my God can do. He's still moving like He did back then. Born again people, can I get an amen? He's all seen the proof. He makes all things new. Even all those face shaking hard times, yeah. I never want to stop remembering. Every one of those Sunday sermons, every time that choir would sing, I can hear my Savior calling, telling me how much He loves me. No matter what the world throws at me, I know His word is true. It all started with a heart stirring, spirit moving Sunday sermon. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Oh, all the Sunday sermons. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, ain't no doubt, so I'm gonna keep on talking about. Every one of those Sunday sermons, every time that choir would sing, I can hear my Savior calling, telling me how much He loves me. No matter what the world throws at me, I know I'll make it through. All because of those heart stirring, spirit moving Sunday sermons. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Before I spoke a word, You were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, You breathed Your life in me. You have been so, so kind. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still You give Yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God, yeah. When I was Your foe, still Your love far from me. You have been so, so good. though no worthy, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, law you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love.
Reckless love of God. At first, that might hit you a certain way, but reckless love of God, without thought, love of God. Without hesitation, love of God. I appreciate the love of God, the reckless love of God. It was no question, no thought, no hesitation from him. He was coming to rescue us. What a blessing. This morning, thank you, girls, for the music. I tell you, ain't no devil going to get me out of church. And can't take the church out of me. What a blessing that is. And so very thankful for the day that the Lord touched me and I was able to stand on Tuesday. That's when he saved me, 2002. So what a blessing, what a blessing. All right, please turn, if you would, in your Bibles to Joshua chapter number 4. Joshua chapter number 4. And if you're here this morning, say amen. Amen. If you're not here this morning, say amen. Amen. Okay. We have a little bit of confusion. That's okay. That's okay. It was just a check to see where we're at. All right. I want to make sure. That's right, Miss CC. I do want to bow for a quick word of prayer. Kind of slow the pace down just a little bit. And we will bring about the subject matter this morning. Father, we come in Jesus' name one more time, approaching you, throne room of grace. God, I ask for a touch this morning, Lord. I don't want to say anything that's not from you. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'll communicate the truths of your word, Lord, to the hearts of your people. God, give me a clear head, a calm heart. Lord, I want to be an encouragement this morning. I want to be a vessel that you could use, so I pray that you'll get me out of the way. I thank you for Calvary Baptist Church, what this church means to me and my family. And Father, I thank you for the fellowship that we have here, the direction we're going. Lord, we are not slowing down. We are moving forward. We are running wide open because we don't know when you might come, and we want to be found faithful when you do. We love you today. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. In just a moment, we will read Joshua chapter number 4, verse 1 through 7. But before we get to the reading part, I do want to say that this is Memorial Day weekend. So I wanted to bring a message relative to that. I try to be relative to the holidays, but I would like to be relative, if I could, to Memorial Day weekend, tomorrow being the actual day that we observe the holiday, Memorial Day, tomorrow. When I think of Memorial Day, I can't help to think of three Memorial Days. Three Memorial Days actually come to my mind when I began to think about this holiday, Memorial Day. These three Memorial Days that come to my mind, I'm sure we all appreciate, or at least I hope we do. The title of the message this morning is simply that, Three Memorial Days. Three Memorial Days. I want to talk about America's Memorial Day. I want to talk about Israel's Memorial Day. And I want to talk about Christianity's Memorial Day. My prayer is that we would reflect on these three and gain a fresh gratitude in our hearts and minds, and go on and serve the Lord with a greater passion and a wider capacity. Three Memorial Days that we should observe and be grateful for. Number one, we should observe and be grateful for the Memorial Day of America. We should observe the Memorial Day of America. And that's what we're doing today. That's what this weekend's about. That's what tomorrow is about. Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the USA set aside for honoring and mourning even the U.S. military who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. And I want to publicly say thank you to all of those who have died on battlegrounds for our country. Thanks for the families that are left behind, memorializing them and the ultimate price that they paid. I did a history study yesterday on the number of soldiers that died since we've been in battle, or the many battles America has been in. Listen to this. There was the Civil War, 1861 to 1865. 3.3 million served. 500,000 died. And then there's the Spanish-American War in 1898. 306,760 of our people served. 2,446 of our people died. But then there was World War One. That was from 1917 to 1918. 4.7 million served in World War One, and 116,516 died in World War One. Then there was World War Two, the year 1941 to 1946. 16.1 million of our armed men and women, they served, and 405,399 died. Then there was the Korean War. During the years of 1950 to 1955, 5.7 million served, 54,246 died in that war. The deaths are adding up. There's the Vietnam era, 1964 to 1975. 8.7 million served, 90,220 died. Then there's the Gulf War era, 1990 to 2001, 5.6 million served, and 13,104 died. Then there was the Afghanistan / Iraq era, 2001 until 2021, 7.2 million served, 25,150 died. Folks, this is why we have Memorial Day, is to reflect upon the millions and millions and millions that have died on the battlefield so that we can come to church in Powder Springs, Georgia on Sunday and worship the Lord freely. But I'm not done there. Then, of course, we have our heroes that died on September the 11th at 8:14 a.m. 2001 in the Twin Towers in New York City. I believe we have a picture there of the smoke, and I entitled it Never Forgotten, because we have not forgotten those that died during that time. It was a mixture of businessmen, businesswomen. There were dads and moms and grandparents. I remember where I was at on that day. I was actually, I had dropped out of high school and went back to school. I went to the Adult Education Center, and I was in class, and it was back in 2001. And I remember it coming over the intercom. Everybody has to leave. Our country is under attack. And I'll never forget that. So they're never forgotten. Businessmen, businesswomen, dads and moms, grandparents, friends, family, firemen, police, EMC, and the list goes on and on. We memorialize those that died in the Twin Towers. I can remember watching video of the people in just a panic. Can you imagine being in, and you can't even see the Twin Towers, they're covered with smoke. Can you imagine being on the top floor or even in the building trying to make your escape? There was video of people jumping out, Brother Ceylon, out of those top floors. They thought they had a better chance of jumping out than staying in. Of course, they died on impact. And then the smoke inhalation, the building, when it collapsed on all many, many people. And the list goes on and on. It's how they died. But it's an estimated 2,977 people died on that day in the Twin Towers. And, of course, they have a memorial there of all the names. And they have, I've seen pictures of the lights that shine up in place of the Twin Towers. I heard a story during that time of a sad voicemail There was a dad on a plane heading to, I think it maybe was the Pentagon. Could have been, I believe it was Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But he was on his way to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and he was calling home and nobody answered. And so the dad left a voicemail on the wife's phone and said, "Honey, the plane's going down. We've been hijacked. If I don't make it, I love you." And he did not make it. There was the suicide, murder attacks. There were 19 hijackers, they say, who committed murder-suicide. The Pentagon was damaged as well. A plane went into there and again into Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So this morning we honor, we memorialize those who died on the battlefield, but we also honor and we also memorialize those who died in the Twin Towers, those who died in Pennsylvania, and those who died in the Pentagon. In my book, they're heroes. They're heroes. So this morning we should observe and be grateful for the Memorial Day of America. Let us be grateful for those who gave their lives for our physical freedom. But not only do I want to talk about the Memorial Day of America, but I want to talk about the Memorial Day of Israel. Now, we're in Joshua chapter number 4. Notice, if you would, in verse number 1. Joshua 4 and verse number 1. I want to read down to verse number 7. "And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. And ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan. And take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever." This is the Memorial Day of Israel. And we should observe and be grateful for it. What do you mean by that? Well, what I mean is observe and be grateful for Israel's Memorial Day, that this was an act of Almighty God. He parted the waters of Jordan so they could enter the promised land. We know that Moses died and Joshua was the man in charge now. He was the lead guy. The Lord put him there. And in chapter number 1 and verse number 2, the Bible says, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel." And you know what? That's exactly what happened. God parted the waters, and they walked over through into the promised land on dry ground. Look at chapter 3, verse number 12. I love this phrase. It's the phrase, "the Lord of all the earth." Chapter 3, verse number 13. "And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap." We need to observe Israel's Memorial Day because this was an act of Almighty God. The Lord of all the earth was in the equation and parted the waters. What a blessing that is to see in Scripture that God can part waters when we need Him to. We serve this morning the Lord of all the earth. Let that sink in a minute. We serve the Lord of all the earth. The same Lord that made those waters parted those waters. You're at a place this morning of difficulty. You're at a place of decision. The Lord of all the earth. The Lord who created you. The Lord who providentially has allowed things to get to where they are. The Lord of all the earth can move in your behalf. And so Israel was commanded to remember this. It was the Lord of all the earth. We serve the Lord of all the earth this morning. He is the way maker. He is the miracle worker. He is the promise keeper. He is light in darkness. He can make a way when there is no way. He can work a miracle, amen, in your deepest hour. Anybody ever experienced a miracle from God in your life where you couldn't go anymore? But guess what? You found yourself going more and more and more. He is a miracle worker. He will keep His promises, though we do not. God is a faithful promise keeper. He will shed light in your darkness. Have you ever been going through a dark time, so dark emotionally, so dark physically? I mean, meaning with what you're dealing with, you can't see how it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to work out. Yet because we serve a Lord who is a Lord of light, He lights up your pathway one step at a time. We serve a Lord this morning that will light up our dark pathways. So we're looking at the Memorial Day of Israel. It's when the Lord of all the earth parted those waters. And so He wanted this to be memorialized. Let us not forget that we serve this morning the Lord of all the earth. The Lord of all the earth. I love the old church hymn, "Tell It to Jesus." Tell it to Jesus. Listen to this. Here is a stanza in "Tell It to Jesus" in our hymn books. Are you weary? Are you heavy laden? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You have no such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. This morning we can tell it to Jesus. Have you a burden this morning that's heavy for you to bear? Cast that burden upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7 says that, casting all of your care upon Him, for He cares for you. The key word there is all. Brother Justin, God isn't going to intervene in this situation. God isn't going to help me in this situation. And I say, yes, He can, and yes, He will. Because that little word all means everything. Casting all of your care, all of your concern, all of your worry. Philippians says, being careful for nothing or anxious for nothing. Last Sunday night, we talked about anxiety. We talked about the Christian mind. And the Bible in Philippians 4 tells us, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Oh, okay, Lord. Boop. Sounds so easy, doesn't it? Something's driving you crazy? Just quit thinking about it. Duh. I guess I'm a slow learner in digesting the Scriptures. But I do know this, Brother Johnny. At the end of the day, I have to do something with my anxiety. And this is what I'm learning, Brother Ceylon. I could try to carry this thing. I could try to work this thing out. I could try to dissect this thing. I could try to get over this thing. I could try to please everybody. I could try to be everywhere at one time. I could try, I could try, I could try, and I'm nothing better, and I'm a big old fat stress ball is what I am. But when I tell it to Jesus, when I cast my cares on Him, when I've gone as far as I could possibly go, I say at that particular point, Lord, I can't do it on my own, dear God. Help me, Lord. And the Bible says that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt us in due time and He will lift us up at the appropriate time. There's times in life when we're going to feel down. There's times in life when we're going to have to lay down and crawl down and say, oh God, I can't go on, oh God. But what you'll find on your face is grace, is what you'll find on your face. We will find the grace of God when we're on our faces. And at the right time, at the appropriate time, when God's will has been worked and wrought and patience has had a perfect work, God will lift you up. And then you could say, you know what? I have a stone of remembrance in my life. And it is the grace of God that came by and lifted me up when I was down and I was getting ready to give up. But God lifted me up. And so I'm going to put this stone of grace, this remembrance of grace in my mind's eye so that one day when Lily comes to me and say, Daddy, how'd you do it? I'll say, honey, I'll tell you how I did it. I got low and I got down. Jesus said He'd be there for me and never give up on me. And I cried out to Him on my face and He gave me grace and I got up and I had victory. Honey, Lily, God will help you too in your life. Amen and amen. And so there were some stones here. Y'all like my stones? I'm on a prop adventure past couple Sundays. Last week I brought in my weed eater and leaf blower. I tried to blow Brother Harold's lips back. And he stood there and looked at me like, boy, you try that again, I'll hit you with that leaf blower. Somebody gave this to me at Floyd Road. Tracy Rosine. This is symbolic to this story. Roger and Tracy Rosine. The vase is the water of Jordan. And the stones, of course, are the remembrance, stones of remembrance that they were to remove. Now, I don't know how many stones are in there, so I'm not going to try to get all perfect this morning and count stones and but I do want to come down here and preach for a minute. And I do want to say this. Notice, if you would, in verse number 3. And command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. I'm sure they were bigger than this, because he talks about holding them on their shoulder. And ye shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Look at verse 6. That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And so they gathered up these stones as they were commanded to. Out of dry ground, the waters were parted, and each man symbolizing one per tribe of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel, they grabbed a stone. And so I just wrote down a couple things, what these stones would mean to me. And here they are. The stone of mercy. This is the mercy of God. God has been so merciful to me. Has God been merciful to you? There's the stone of mercy. There's the love of God. God loves us so much. There is the long suffering of God. There is the salvation of God. Praise the Lord for His salvation. Don't ever forget the day God saved you. We can go on and on. There's the faithfulness of God. There's the forgiveness of God. We're changing colors now. There's gray. We've got the miracles of God. He's the miracle worker. We've got the wisdom of God right here. thank God for his wisdom. James says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to man all liberally and abradeth not. I'm glad that God doesn't taunt me when I'm confused. I'm glad God doesn't mock me when I need understanding. I'm glad there's times in my life I'm like, God, what's going on? And I ask him, and he shows me, and he gives me wisdom. Thank God for the stone remembrance of wisdom, the times that God has given me wisdom. And then, of course, there's the joy of God stone. Thank God for the joy of God. And then there's the peace of God that passes all understanding. There's that stone. Thank God for the times when life was falling apart, and yet God gave his peace to us. Praise the Lord for the stones of remembrance. Now, we may not have physical stones like that that we will show our kids one day. But our kids are watching us. Our kids are paying attention. And they watch and they learn. And so in response to them growing up, the prayer is that hopefully we can exhibit lives as parents that walked with God and talked with God and have some remembrances where God has came through. There's the Memorial Day of Israel. The Memorial Day of Israel. Now, I want to mention a third one this morning. Not only the Memorial Day of America, the Memorial Day of Israel, but I love this one. The Memorial Day of Christianity. The Memorial Day of Christianity. What is that? The old rugged cross. We have a cross that has been artistically painted on our wall out here. And I believe John 3:16 is about to be plastered on it too. Put on there too. But the Memorial Day of Christianity, we should observe and be grateful for the old rugged cross. Luke 22 for a moment. Luke 22. Look at verse number 19. Luke 22, verse 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. You know, in life, we don't want to remember the death of loved ones, do we? We don't want to remember how they died. And listen, we got report this morning in choir practice, people that some have died in car wrecks recently. Charisse's uncle just passed away. Please remember her family in a car accident. There were many car accidents, it seems like, over the past week or two. Families have died and all of that. And we don't want to remember that. We don't want to remember how they died. And Jesus is the only one that I read about that says, remember how I died. He says, I want you to have a supper occasionally, and I want there to be unleavened bread, which is a picture of my body that's going to be broken for you. And I want you to have a cup, and this cup is symbolic to my blood that I will shed for you. Don't ever forget the price, disciples, that I am going to pay for you for sin. He says, do this in remembrance of me. Remember my death. So this morning we have the Memorial Day of Christianity. Jesus wanted his disciples to remember his death. Remember his death. This wasn't just any ordinary person or death, it was Jesus, the Savior of the world. Therefore, listen, today we can rejoice over death. I'm going to die soon. Woohoo! I'm going to die one day. Woohoo! You know why I say that? Listen to this, John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. When I die, I want to be more alive than I ever been. Amen. And when you die, if you know Jesus, you're going to be more alive than you've ever been. I love the resurrection chapter in 1 Corinthians. Paul talks about a seed, talks about our resurrection. I said this Wednesday night. I said it the other Sunday morning, I believe. But before a seed can have a crop, it must first have to die. It has to be planted. And then that which was on the inside of the seed, life, energy, essence. It will produce, if it's a tomato plant, it produces the characteristics that it will bear tomatoes, cucumbers, all of those things. The Bible says, I believe it's in 1 Peter, that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. The reason why we're going to get planted one day in graveyard dirt is because we have physical bodies. But these bodies will come up like a seed that's been planted, not like corruptible seeds. The tomato plant will die. The cucumber plant will die. But the Word of God, incorruptible, liveth and abideth forever. It will not die. We will not die. Though death comes, we will not die. Death is just a doorway to get into the glory world where we'll celebrate Jesus for time and eternity. I can't wait to die this morning, because when I die, then I'll start living. When I die, I'll see my mama. When I die, I'll see my daddy. When I die, I'll see my grandpa, Papa Gibbert Brown. When I die, I'm going to be rejoicing with Jesus. I'll be rejoicing with angels. I can't wait to die. I don't want to die today. Don't get me wrong. But when I do die, I'm going to a glory world where there's going to be no more tears. There's going to be no more sorrow. There's going to be no more pain. God will wipe away every tear. In fact, God has our tears in a bottle this morning. There's not a tear you haven't shed that God don't know about. He's bottling up all those tears. And one day he's going to wipe away those tears. Praise the Lord for Jesus this morning. And praise the Lord that we won't die. Whoo! Only a Christian can get excited about death, Brother Harold. Only we can get excited about that, brother. You know, sometimes I get in tunnel vision. All I see is what a day may bring, the potential. Let me come out here so everybody can see. I get tunnel vision, church. I wake up, and all I see is that day in the many hurdles, Brother Randy. I'm not complaining. I don't want no pity. Please, nobody pat me on the back and say, is everything okay? Everything is great because I'm saved. But I get tunnel vision, and I get caught up in the grind like you do. Meeting deadlines, taking care of family. And just when you think you have perfected the situation and every loose end has a rope on it and you got it and you're working it, God has given you, there's a loose end you forgot about. Something over here was left undone. And then people get upset and people feel like that you let me down. And listen, I'm human like you are. I get so caught up in the wrestle of the day that God has to remind me that I belong to Him, and this life isn't where I'm going to spend the rest of my life. If we have life, if we have hope in this life only, we are of all men most miserable. But our life surpasses this life, and it goes on to the next life. Today, there's three memorial days. There's Memorial Day of America. There's the Memorial Day of Israel. I'm sure we all have some stones we can not throw, but we can praise God about. And then there's the Memorial Day of Christianity. Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 15:55. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Again, John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Because of this reality of the cross, we preach the cross. Though the world does not understand, I'm going to leave this with you this morning. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. This world thinks we are crazy and foolish and religious, you know, and all these things. That's what they think. It ain't about religion. It ain't about looking religious. It ain't about sacraments. It's about this personal relationship with the eternal life giver and purpose fulfiller. That's what it's about. Get it right, world. But the Bible says what we're doing right now is foolishness to them. No, they're foolish. And I'll tell every last one of them. I don't care if it's at my favorite grocery store, the Grands or what. I'll tell them in Walmart. I'll tell them anywhere I go. Don't call me foolish. You're foolish because you're rejecting the cross, buddy. We didn't get to go visitation yesterday. I was kidding with Christy. And I really was when I said this. It was just the desire. The passion. I said, I'm going to knock on every door. They're going to open the door and say, turn or burn. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Hey, am I too far wrong? I may not say turn or burn. I'm pretty sure they may not visit if I tell them that. They may call the cops and say they're threatening to catch me on fire. But that's in my heart. I want them to get saved. I want them to partake in this living water that we partake in, this unity that we have as a church. I'm pretty sure I can go around the room and everybody in here could say, this church is very special to me. Someone has reached out to me. The group has reached out to me. How close we are. I hope you feel close to one another this morning, because I'm certainly trying to be close to you. And I know you are. I'm so thankful for this church. I'm so thankful for the cross. I'm so thankful for this Memorial Day weekend where we can celebrate three things: America, Israel, and Christianity. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you, oh God. I want to say to everybody, happy Memorial Day. But Father, death was involved. Death was involved with our soldiers. And so, it is Memorial Day weekend, and we do pray for those who are going to the cemetery today to see their soldier that died on the battlefield. But for the Christian, it can be happy Memorial Day. We celebrate the cross, the resurrection, and Easter time, but today as well, we say happy Memorial Cross Day. For the blood that was shed for our spirituality. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I just pray that we would search our minds this morning. We may have to go back and remember some times you were faithful, pull up. There may need to be some people to come this morning to the altar and reach down in the Jordan River and pull up a memory where God seen them through and bring it fresh in their minds for their current situation. Whatever the case may be, whatever the hearts may need this morning, there may be someone here that needs to be saved. I just pray that you'll save the lost and bless the saved as we begin to play. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. If you need to come this morning, if you need to reach down in the Jordan River and grab a memory out to keep you going, you do that. you come, whatever the need may be.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him.
Are there others this morning? God is faithful. He will answer that prayer. Again, there may be some here that needs to trust Jesus as your Savior. Don't leave without eternal security. Young man, young woman, older man, older woman, you can know Him and know that you have eternal life. Any other need, Christian, you need to come. You join these. Anyone else?
Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word.
Just to take Him at His word. Come now, get saved. It may be too late tomorrow. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring. Please come trust Jesus as your Savior. We are here for you. Anybody, I'll meet you down here in the altar. If you died today and you don't know heaven to be your home, please come make sure of that today. We will meet you here.
I'm so glad.
I'm meeting you halfway this morning.
I've learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus.
Any problem, any need, I'll pray with you. Is saying it if you know it.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
And if you need to come, and thank you for all those who responded this morning, and finishing up, I believe we'll be mindful of them, and someone might need to make a trip to the Jordan River this morning, spiritually speaking. Just remind yourself how good God is. There's things that take place in life that the Lord, that I know the Lord is the author of. And I can't say I always agree with what He does. But in the long run, I always see most of the time why He did what He did. Sometimes we'll never know why. But sometimes we don't agree with Him, with what He does and how He does things. But that's why we have faith as our foundation, so we can lean on Him and fall on our faith. Amen. All right. Well, thank you so very much for being here this morning. And again, tonight we're going to do something a little different. We're actually going to kick off tonight downstairs, and then we're going to go through the whole summer months downstairs. Dress casual. Let our hair down, you know. Miss Lee Ellen. Thank you, Miss Lee Ellen. There'll be a basket downstairs tonight for David Barker, and of course, which has resigned and gone on to take a job across town, and feels like his work here is done. But if you want to bring something to him, you can. There'll be a basket down there for that, and we'll make sure we get it to him. So 5 o'clock tonight downstairs. No choir practice other than Brother Jeff working with the girls on a certain song for tonight. And we will have some treats, and then we will have a little devotion. Just a great time of fellowship. All right. Anything else to mention before we close? Miss Nancy? All right. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Here in Powder Springs. Okay. Thank you, Miss Nancy. Thank you for that. All right. Some things going on in Powder Springs tomorrow. Remember that. All right. Well, if that's all, we'll just go ahead and dismiss. And everybody have a blessed, safe afternoon. Lord willing, we'll see you at 5 o'clock. You're at liberty to go.